Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
Yep. Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains. It's time for the special assignment. How you doing, Pastor Rod's on your radio? Hope you're having a blessed afternoon, giving honor, praise, and glory to our almighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for a glorious day, O Lord. Pastor Gant, can you open up with prayer, please?
Glory to God. Father God, we come before you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to reach those that are lost, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Now, we ask that you take forth this radio broadcast and spread it throughout the world. In the name of your Son, Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's break chains, y'all.
Break them. Looking for my breakthrough, my breakthrough, my looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, so you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing,
cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press, you know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to,
cause I'm the head and not the tail, I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing, even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword, and always stand tall.
Stand tall,
yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for
yeah.
real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle lack, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no matches, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broken patience. Patience to overcome.
Yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word. Trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah, yeah.
So let us stand united. The devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose. Together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all.
Yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed. Allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way. That's something you can't afford.
No.
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause yeah. I let the devil steal my joy. The devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Cause
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
never sing my praise. I'ma lift them up with only just my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
tell you. Welcome back to Breaking Chains. It's time for the special assignment where we get serious and we talk about things that are going on in your neighborhood, in your community, your city, your state, your country, all around the world. We got to open it up and expose it and talk about it, because it's some things that you want to talk about, you may be afraid to talk about, but we talk about it because Jesus sent them out two by two. So me and Pastor get on here and talk about it, because we go out to our two. We, the two of us, the dynamic duo here, we just come out and just put it out there. So good evening to you, Pastor. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend and all is well with you. And we got to get in and just come at it. And I was reading something over the weekend I want to bring to your attention. I want to ask you about it. A lot of people are attacking Mr. Trump about the things that he's doing. So I want to ask you about something tonight, because the scripture tells us that we're supposed to pray for the leaders all over the world. And this, the Bible was written thousands of years ago. So that still exists for today, that we're supposed to follow the words of God. So how do we do it? Because I know what we're supposed to do, but we need to get everybody's attention to what the word of God says about this. You know, we as the church have to start back taking charge of what God gave us the ability to do. Am I correct on that, Pastor?
Amen. Yes, you are. You're correct on that.
So why aren't we doing that, though, Pastor?
We are doing it if we're sincere about, you know, the word of God, and if we're sincere about the world that we live in. We have to pray for our leadership. You know, it is imperative that we pray for our leadership. I mean, the bill, I mean, it's not just Donald Trump, all of the leadership that's in place. You know, the concern, what they call it, the Black Caucus, just did us a very grievous injustice, okay, and all of them, John Lewis, all of those popular names that we know of Black politicians that's been in office for years and years, they just passed the Protect and Serve Act, which protects the police that's violating us, that's abusing us, that now it's a federal offense, you know, for you to, you know, defend yourself against the police. And they passed it unanimously. And you know, the powers that be, those white people in charge, got this black group of politicians, you know, to pass this bill that's going to grievously affect us. And I didn't see no churches protesting. I didn't see nobody jumping up. I didn't see nobody saying, hey, what's going on? Because they knew if they allowed this black entity to pass the bill, to bring forth the bill, they knew that it would skate by them, and it skated right by us. So we need to be in prayer for our leadership. This thing is going to do us great detriment, but they don't see it.
Hmm. Wow. Wow.
This just happened. I mean, it just passed. I mean, this just passed through. I mean, it got to go back. It got to go back before the Congress. But now, I mean, it's passed. It's passed, bro.
So what you're saying is that this bill is passed, that in other words, that they can do whatever they want to us, but we have no voice against it.
Man, they and if we defend ourselves against them, it's a federal offense.
Wow.
Federal offense. Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, that's just taking things back to the old days of wow, I tell you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. old slavery days, but you know, I think that we have to continue doing what we're doing as far as being
You said it last week, Pastor. You said it, that we have to get involved with the political system in our cities, in our counties, in our states. I mean, we can no longer sit back and just trust them to do what even though we may have a black representative in office that's supposed to be representing us, we still need to follow up and make sure, you know, that we look into the bills that are being passed and the legislation that's going, and we need to look and see how that affects us. We need to get involved.
Absolutely. Because one thing about that is that, faith without works is dead. You know what I'm saying? You got
that's
to put some
said.
Work into yeah,
Amen.
Yeah. That mm-hmm. and that's exactly what it is. Faith without works is dead. And you have to get involved. You know, as long as you don't say anything, you don't do anything. It's like bullying. And I hate to use bullying as an example, but it's just like bullying. If a bully is constantly doing something to a child, and this child, no one knows about it, this bully will constantly do this as long as he knows he can get away with it until something is done.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, and that's like taking place right now. We have been bullied for a very long time, and certain things have been done, but it's like you put up a facade of something, and in the background you're doing something totally different. Okay, you back in the 60s, even before I was born, you signed this bill to make it seem like I could go even further back. When you so-called say Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, Abraham Lincoln ain't free nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you are taught these things, you are told these things. There's so many laws that were put into place that a lot of people don't even know about, that were put in place years and years ago that are still in place today. And that can still be, you know what I'm saying, brought back. And it's just so much that we can talk about that are still, when you're told that you're only 3/4 of a human being. And I'm like I always say when we come on, and let me say this, let me put this disclaimer out there. I am a black man. Okay. I have a ministry right now that is for my community, to help my community. Yes, I'm a pastor, but I have to make sure that I have to take care of home first. You know what I'm saying? I have to clean up around my house and my community first. You know what I'm saying? I have to get the speck out of my eye before I can go and talk about somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? I got to clean up around my front porch and around my community. Okay, so before I could go out and do anything, I come on here to make sure that I try to help whoever I can out there. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it is that we all need some assistance. We all are going through some of the same problems, no matter what color you are. You know what I'm saying? Problems ain't got no color to it. You know what I'm saying? Problems ain't got no color. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. We all are going through the same problems right now. Black, blue, green, orange, white, whatever you are. The problem is, though, is that I'm talking to my people right now, because we are still being treated the same way, and we need to start saying something about it. We need to do something else about it besides marching and singing, walking down the street, because that's not going to work. And before we go on, Minister Jackson has joined us, and I want to see if we got any other callers that would like to join in. Do we have anybody else before Minister Jackson comment? Is there anybody else on the line would like to join in on the conversation?
Can you hear me? Hello, brothers. Can you hear me?
Oh, good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to also mention the fact that not only is this a federal crime, but it's a hate crime.
Absolutely.
And that hate crime would carry anywhere between 8 and 10 years, depending on how harmed the police officer is.
Hmm.
So that's why it's a federal offense, because they are labeling it a hate crime. So if you defend yourself against the police, that means you hate them.
So in other words, he can do whatever he wants to do to me, but it's a hate crime if I do something to him for him getting him off of me.
That's exactly right. That's what they label it. This is a hate crime.
So y'all know what they're going to do? You know what they're going to do? They're going to say,
we know.
I fear for my life. He hit me. He touched me. He did something to me. And those brothers are going to get that hate crime charge on them. Do you see what's getting ready to happen here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing about it is that we have to make sure that, listen, here's the thing. Let's get this. Let's make an understanding right quick. Before we go any further, let's make an understanding that we come on here to make sure that we educate and teach the people so they'll know what's going on.
Amen.
This is not anything personal. This is personal for us, but this is not anything personal about us. You know, there's a difference. You know, it's personal for us because it affects our people. You know what I'm saying? It affects. And so it affects us, but it's not personal about us, because it's not about anything personally that we're putting our personal emotional feelings in it because something we've been through. You know, we're talking about because we're educated about what's about to take place to our people, and we have to voice and say something about it. So let's move forward with this because. Our people need to know what's going on, and we have to keep moving on this. Minister Jackson, welcome to the show. Now that you know what's about to take place here very soon, what do you have to say about that, what the sister just told us and what Pastor Ginn just said?
You know, it's like, to me, they've done so much dirt, you know. And people have identified what they've done. Everybody have identified it, but the so-called justice system. And instead of them doing something to stop or hinder it, they're making it even harder for civilians or society to you know, it's supposed to be to protect and serve, you know, but they've done so much dirt to the point where, you know, they were already hiding behind the badge. Now they're hiding behind the justice system, and the system is the one that's allowing them power over the people. And it's not going to be towards any other people but our people. But now my question is if a white civilian do anything to a black policeman, will the same 8 to 10 be handed down? You know, so if a brother, a policeman, cry out he was in fear for his life, a dude bumped him, and he was in fear for his life, will the same, will it serve the same purpose? Will he be justified for doing bodily harm? Will the civilian, so to speak, will he be held accountable because it's white on black and not black on white? You know, and it's so sad because you're just giving them free will. You're just giving them a free hand to play and do whatever they want to do. Just like Pastor Gann said earlier, the young lady said earlier, if you just proper policeman. He said, "Oh, I'm fearing for my life." Then, you know, what's going to be, there's no need of pleading because it's already set in stone, so to speak. It's already set in place. So what's going to be there for me? What is going to be my stand? What can I do? What can I do? Nothing. Because the car's already stacked against me. And we know it's going against our people. We already know this, you know, because not once have you seen a black policeman, and I think a guy did something to this white lady, and he's serving time, if I'm not mistaken. But the same thing doesn't apply to the black on white, just the white on black, you know, and it's sad. It's sad, but I go back to what was said, because I'm old school, and I got great faith in the power of God. You know, I have to abide by the law, you know, but I'm under a different kind of covenant. I'm under a different kind of law. So I go back to what we were saying on last week, unto us, you know, the government, the weight of the government is on the shoulder of Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm going to walk in. That's what I'm going to stand on, you know, because it's like no matter how hard you try, you know, and I don't try to fit in with the world because I'm not of the world. I'm not of the world. So I believe in a higher power, and I know that he has a covering over his people. He has a covering, a blood covering over his people, and no matter what they try, it's not going to work. It is not going to work because God is still in control. Man thinks that he can do anything that he chooses to. But the word of God lets us know, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. You know, I go by the book and not the law book. I go by the book of God, the word of God. And he's going to stand on his promises. He's going to stand on his promises. No matter how hard you try, no matter how hard, you can go against the word if you want to, but in due season, accountability for all these lawmakers, these politicians, these judges, they just see the big picture. They don't see the big picture.
But that's on them. All of that is good, but that's on them. But what they see, it's on them. My thing is that we have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, because one thing we can't do is speak for nobody else, think for nobody else, walk for nobody else, and make the choice for nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about it is, if God ain't making the choice for them, we can't do it for them either. You know what I'm saying? Because God gives everybody the opportunity to make their own choices. You know what I'm saying? It's not like here's the thing. It's not like people are ignorant to the facts of who he is. Okay. It's just the fact that you choose not to go his route. You know, you choose not to even look his way. You even know who Christ is. You know that these laws are out here. You know how they feel about you. You choose not to get off your butt and do anything about it. What I'm saying? Okay. You okay with what they're doing to you. They're just some that's not okay. The people that are on the line right now, not okay. You're not okay. The ma'am that's on the line with us now, she's not okay. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Gann is not okay. I'm not okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Because this situation right here is like God is definitely in control of that. But you know what I'm saying? The people that – here's the thing. There's a lot of times we have to go and meet people for where they are.
Okay.
And a lot of times people don't know who God is. And when you got to go get him, and then introduce him to them. And when we introduce them to him, okay, here's an example. Here's an example for you. We was out there in them streets, you know what I'm saying?
If there was, okay, somebody.
When we was out there in them streets out there, we knew who God was because of how we was raised. But there was somebody out there that didn't have a clue who he was.
Okay.
Didn't have a clue.
But I love the point where you said we got to go get them. And more than anything, like you were saying earlier, we got to educate. We got to keep people abreast on what's going on. You know, whether they listen or want to hear it or not, you know, we still got to be, I understand what you're saying, we still got to do our part. We still got to put it out there. And just like God's word, we still got to put it out there. You know, whether you receive it or not, like you just said, that's on them. And also, like you just said, a lot of people know. They know. They just choose to, like you said, look the other way, turn the other, you know, turn the other way. Turn away from God instead of turning towards him, instead of running to him, you know. But it's sad that it don't nobody want to get involved, so to speak, until it hits close to home or if not at home. You know, when it should have been taking place long before it hit home, because it could have avoided that. You know, it could have avoided it coming to your door if you had stood up, just like when Pastor Gans made the announcement. You know, now it's time to start the process of being heard and being accountable. Don't wait till it comes into your yard.
The funny part about what you're saying, though, Minister Jackson, is here's the funny part. Here's the funny part about that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We could go all night about that, but you got to remember the most important thing about that, though. Jesus dusted his feet off and moved on because
that
nobody
man,
listened.
You messing with me now because I was leading up to that. I was leading
Jesus
up to that, but thank you, my brother.
Jesus dusted his feet off and moved on.
And so, I'm
one of them people that's gonna tell you, and you're gonna show me whether or not you're interested in hearing what I got to say. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because time don't wait on nobody.
And ain't no need to waste time.
And
it
ain't no need
to
waste
time.
No.
Amen,
not at all.
Amen, bro.
Not at
Amen.
All.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
At all. Not
Want
at all.
A card, baby. Want a card.
Not at all.
Want a
Not
card. At all. Help me, Holy Ghost. Not at all.
Not at all. So you know, wrap that up real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Real
Dust
quick.
Your feet off.
Amen.
Because, you know what I'm saying?
You keep it moving.
Second Chronicles 7:14 already covers that whole network right there. You know what I'm saying? If my people who are called by my name, you
Amen.
Know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Who called by my name, that he already told you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's putting you on one accord
Amen.
Right there anyway. So, you
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? You're going to be down with 2 Chronicles 7:14 and get yourself in line with what he says. So, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We know what's about to happen. We know what they're about to do. And the thing now is to raise up and do what you know to do. The thing now is that if people are willing and ready to get involved to do what needs to be done, you know, a lot of people say that they are ready, but don't really know that they really not ready. A lot of people are afraid to stand out in front. For number one, and I got to say the truth, and this is not attacking anybody. A lot of leaders are not willing to stand out front because it goes against who they are. And when they don't stand up and follow through with what they say, it questions their integrity and their character. You know, you talk behind closed doors about who you are and what you'll do, but when it's time to really do it, you're not going to really get out there. You know what I'm saying? When it's time for, and let me go really, really serious. When the white cops kill the little young black brothers, you want to jump in front of the cameras, but black brothers killing black brothers every day, I don't see you nowhere. I don't hear you saying nothing. We killing each other every day. but ain't nothing being said or done about that. So all I'm saying is that there's a lot going on that we ain't doing nothing about, that we need to be fixing before we go pointing the finger at anybody else. They see us doing a lot of damage. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We can't keep blaming everybody else because it ain't anybody else's fault. We the most powerful people on the earth. And until we accept our identity, they're going to keep kicking us around. It's not
Amen.
About how somebody else will feel about how and what I'm saying. I don't care. This is how I feel. This is what I see. This is what I've been seeing. Facts show it. If you keep letting a man disrespect you, he going to keep disrespecting you.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Pastor Rod, that's been the basis of my campaign, you know, Stop the Violence. That's been the basis of my campaign is that, you know, we protest just as hard about Ray Ray killing Pookie as we do about anything else. So,
absolutely.
So that has been the basis of our campaign.
And that's a campaign, Pastor, that is strong because that's the one that should be more important too. You know what I'm saying? All of them should be important when it comes to taking our young men, but it should be about us taking each other out too. You know what I'm saying? Not just
Amen.
when that white man come into our community. You know, he shouldn't even be allowed to come in our community. We should be taking care of our own community. We used to. We used to. You know what I'm saying? Why aren't we in charge of our own community? Why aren't we in charge of our own money? Why aren't we in charge of our own banking? Why aren't we in charge of our own lives like we used to be? This is before I was born, but I study my history. I don't let them tell me what they want me to know. I study what I need to know.
Amen.
Who I am, I need to know where I come from, who I am, and I'm still studying. I'm still learning. I ain't too old to learn.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? We need to stop being so foolish letting them tell us who we are. They know who we are more than we know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're trying to kill us off. They're
Amen.
Afraid of us. They know how powerful we are.
Yeah.
They more scared of us than we scared of ourselves. We got Brother Yasha just joined in. Good evening, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How y'all doing?
Bless, brother.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. Just listening. Enjoying the conversation.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Wow.
Yeah, so you know we just got to do better because, you know, we still don't have our identity. A lot of us, I'm not gonna say all of us, we still don't have our identity. The ones that have an identity, a lot of them don't want to teach it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them got that I me my attitude. You know what I'm saying? Walking around with all that pride. You know what I'm saying? Like they all that and then some, can't tell them nothing. You know what I'm saying? Think that they done rose up to the top. Or I don't know where they get that from. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then the ones that don't have it, don't know how to get it. They afraid to ask because they embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? They've been kicked around and chunked down. So they out here strung out on drugs, alcoholics, or women selling their bodies, going through a whole bunch of mental things, got mental problems going on, things twirling around in their head, don't know who to talk to because they can't trust anybody because people done talked about them and kicked them around, put them down, you know what I'm saying? Then went to church to try to find God, the church done dogged them out, so they figure they done church done hurt them, so everybody they done went to them, put them down, they don't know where to go. So let's kick it for real. Let's be honest about this. And that's not pointing the finger at nobody. That's just being honest. And a lot of people in those four walls don't know what's going on in the streets. Until it hits your home, you don't care. Until it hits your home, the old saying, let me tell you, the old saying, and every last one of us done heard this, it ain't affecting my house, so it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Me. And come on now. Wow.
Every last one of us had heard that before. Now it's at everybody's door. from the White House on down to the Blue House on the corner.
Amen. Amen.
You know that Blue House down the street from you? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of traveling, so I just wanted to say this before I leave. I wanted to address the question that I think Pastor Washington had, the hate crime being the same as for a black man. I would say no, for the simple reason is that a hate crime, I'm just going to read the definition so we all get it right. So a hate crime is one involving violence that is motivated by prejudice on the basis of race. That's not going to happen. Religion, that's not going to happen. Sexual orientation, that's not going to happen. Or other grounds, and that could be, that would be the, I mean, they would really have to dig in order to be able to charge a white man of a hate crime. Even if it was a black police officer, I would say. I'm going to go as far as say, even if it was a black police officer, they would not charge him with a hate crime.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well,
that's the answer to that one.
If you all don't mind commenting, here's the problem, right? We talking about a burning house.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't talking about nothing Deuteronomy. We ain't talking about nothing Deuteronomy 28 and 58. Let me just read to you. We complain about the problems that are written in the word, and the problems that are given to us is our fault because we don't want to keep his rules and regulations. So because of that, we're going to Psalms is a good one. What was this? Is it 44? Let's go to Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples meditate emptiness? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against Yah and against his Messiah and say, let us tear apart their bonds, because Solomon ruled the world, and throw away their ropes from us. He who is sitting in the heaven laughs. Yah mocks at them. Then he speaks to them in his wrath and troubles them in saying, but I have set my sovereign on Zion, my set apart mountain. I inscribe for a law. Yahuwah has said to me, you are my son today. I have brought you forth. Ask of me, and I make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. Break them with a rod of iron. Dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. And now be wise, O sovereigns. Be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve Yah with fear and rejoice with trembling. They don't want to do this. They live in a world where there was black men who ruled the world. And we wasn't nice to them and all that other good stuff. So some of that is what the father said. Whatever you do, that's what you're going to get back. But most of the problems that are going on in a black community, or see, I don't even like black is not a color or a country or a code. We are the children of Israel. According to the map of 1747, you are a slave. When you came here, you were speaking Hebrew. You were speaking what they call Negro spirituals, kumbaya, in the language of Hebrew. All of the slaves had Hebrew names. So all I'm saying is that these problems are self-inflicted, number one. More black men create what you call race crimes. If you listen to the hip-hop, they talk about the nigga. They hate the nigga. Nigga is a racist word. Nigga is the number one hip-hop music. And black-on-black crime is the largest race destruction, or they do it for racist terms. Why? Nigga, I hate you because you're broke. Nigga, I'm going to do this, that, and the third to you, woman. Nigga, I'm going to do this, that. That's the same thing white men were saying in 1950. It's just they done tricked black people into saying it about themselves. And then black people say, well, we're looking for the church, but the church is controlled because they got 501c3s. So you can't even speak against the truth, which is all of scripture in Deuteronomy. It all say that you're going to be in want. You're going to be destroyed left hand and right. They're going to hide you in prison cells, it says in Isaiah. It says in Isaiah, the third chapter, women are going to control your house. In a Chinese man, in a Chinese people house, Chinese men lead the family. White men lead the family. Arab men lead the family. Egyptian men lead the family. But just like it say in the Bible, women going to rule over you. And children going to be the ones who's destroying you. children of Israel. Why? Because you walked away from my law. Every conversation we ever have on this phone is all going to continue to get us back to that word, which says that we forget these pastors who ain't doing right, because it's only going to be a remnant anyway. Remnant means small amount. Most of these people are caught into a mind control they're never going to wake up for. And only those who are willing to grab onto this word is going to be able to do something powerful and make a change. The Father only used 12 people to change the whole world. He had 70-something other disciples. Hallelujah. 12 to change the world. Yeah. I don't need the purpose. I don't need none of y'all. Because if I get the youth, I got all of them. If I get the youth to understand that selling drugs is a waste of time, I got all of them. If I get the youth to know that they're not black and there is no country in the world called black, that you are from the sons of the children of Israel, you are the most powerful and most beautiful, you are the most dominant, you are the most excellent, and we get them to understand that by understanding this law, everything got to line up, everything in our life. So, yes, it is terrible that these things are happening, but this is Jacob's troubles. And one trouble you will have is, Jacob, like in Isaiah, one brother is going to be pit against another. So now you got black on black crime. Then you will be thrown in prison houses. Now you got the drug in the prison industrial complex beating us down every 5 minutes. You gonna have the women leading over the household when the father say he wants the man to lead and he wants the woman to be a perfect helpmeet to his leadership. She will be in the leadership. She just ain't gonna be in control. And when you operate in an opposite way from what the father has written, it ain't gonna never work out. What were you saying?
I wanted to
jump in to make this statement. You know, y'all, don't fall for the hype, and don't fall for the propaganda. Okay, entertainment is entertainment. When you were talking about the rap songs and they talking about murder, kill a nigga, this, that, the other, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they do that. They talk about that. Okay, they talk about that, and they talk about, you know, the lustful things and all that in the music. But now if we're gonna complain about the rap music and all of that, then you know, then why ain't we complaining about, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and all of the Hollywood movies that they're making that have gangs of violence and they are actually visualizing killing people. They're having all kind of sex scenes and all kind of nudity and all of that. But we're gonna condemn these boys for rapping with their entertainers, but we're not gonna condemn America for what it's putting out on that boob tube every day. So I'm telling y'all, don't fall for the hype. Know that they're bringing that negativity on us to try to get us to fight each other. I'll kick you back, y'all.
I understand that, sir, and I agree with you. Well, let me tell you a secret, sir. Whenever black people put music out, everybody else swears it's the most terrible music. Until 10 years later, you hear the music we put out, they call dumb and jungle music. Our culture, our hip-hop, our style, our flag is used by the world.
Music in China.
Say again, sir?
I say we have the preeminence in the whole world,
right?
That even our music, They're bumping it in China. They're bumping it in Japan. They're bumping it in
Russia.
I mean, they sang in their pants in Russia to emulate our style because we have that preeminence. But just as you are doing, just as my other young brothers are doing, they're taking that music and they're putting the word of God in it. And that
exactly
and
right.
That music is taking off. It's taking off. It's going all over the world. All
right. So it's going to take us to understand, number one, where we came from, where we're going, how the enemy attacked us, and how to now combat that attack. If we can just change the dope boys from selling dope and teach them how to own some real estate, teach them how to do some other business, teach them you can go be a mechanic and not have to do any of these things, now here go your prison industrial complex falling to the wayside. If you can get them to make music about love and happiness all over again, here go all the deaths of the black men gone in the trash. I mean, immediately. So it is us and it is us who's doing us the way we're doing it. But we got to realize that there's a higher power hand on top of the people making us act and think and making the enemy, giving the enemy an opportunity to have upper hand over us, all because of our disobedience. I ain't got no racist bone. Now we on a recorded line, and the world can replay this at any time about Yasher Kael. I don't have a racist bone in my body, but the fact of the matter is that I'm the greatest man on earth. This ain't just me talking. This is a scientist called Gregor Mendel who stated that the most dominant gene on this earth is to have black skin and brown eyes and woolly hair. So all I'm stating is that the moment we get to loving ourselves through the music and the culture and getting back to the word of the Most High, that is the
Amen.
Goal. All of these things that we complain about must turn around. He must change it. But we're going to be always spinning our wheels complaining about what these white folk doing and how all this is happening. They ain't got no power. The power is us cutting off
the
TV, having a Bible study, right, having these Bible studies right here, getting in there and getting all them nuggets in there, and then that word comes cultivating inside us, the 12, so much that a change happened in us. So everywhere we go, our shadow changed the situation, and the Father's able to look down on his word and look down on his son's blood that's applied to you, and he give you the power. He said you got the power to move mountains. That means you got the power to end hip-hop. He gave me the power to end hip-hop. But guess what? I don't like it. So I might make my decision to make sure I end the foolishness that's making us kill ourselves. But
so,
it's
so
given to us through the deeper relationship with the word. I'm sorry, but
the thing about all of that is we on here, and the purpose for us coming on here is to put the word out to the world so that hopefully and prayerfully, I'm going to say prayerfully, that this word will pierce somebody's heart, that they will join in and we can get this done. Because the thing about it is, here's the thing. Everything that you said can be done. It can be done. And the thing about it is, it will be done. You know what I'm saying? I have faith enough to know that it will be done. You know what I'm saying? God's word says it won't come back to him void. So I know these things will be done. And yeah, we're going through this because of the disobedience. You know, scripture does not lie. God's word does not lie. So the thing about it is that here's the thing. The people constantly going through a disobedient phase and not enough people putting out sound doctrine. You know what
Uh-oh.
I'm saying?
When,
see, when you have, and my brother there, Minister Jackson, is on Facebook every day talking about this. When you have people, and I'm going to put it just like that, to say it that way, putting out something totally different than what we're talking about right here, and not addressing these issues, you still have people going down the same path because they think these things are okay. If you're not telling me these things are wrong and it's not all right, I know it's not wrong maybe in my head, but I'm still going to do it anyway. Because guess what? I don't have the true leaders telling me that it's wrong. You know, I'm getting to come in and look this way, act this way, dress this way, and nobody's saying nothing in these high positions and not saying nothing to me about it. You know what I'm saying? They're not telling me that these things are out of line. You know, I don't, because, you know, this is a cliche, but, you know, that may be the only Bible that I see right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't go in there. I don't go down there in God's house down there, as you say. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just talking like how they talking. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't go down there. You know what I'm saying? I don't go, you know. But, you know, he may be watching you. He may be watching him. But, you know what I'm saying? You acting just like him. You know what I'm saying? He look over and you may be in the strip club too, over there in the corner. You know, trying to be undercover. You may be over there doing some things he doing. It's just anything. So you may be bumping that same song he rapping in his car. Anything. So it's just things that we have to make sure that when you said that, you know, it was the 12 that went out to change the whole world. It, absolutely correct. So we have to make sure that we have to educate, teach, you know what I'm saying? Because we on this line to do just that. You know, we sharpening each other too. You know what I'm saying? But we have to teach the world too. You know what I'm saying? We have to leave a mark out there in the world by breaking that chains of silence, because that's what this motto is all about. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's what we have to do. And when men come together, because this is not what they want right here. When the brothers come together,
amen.
You know,
amen.
See, because brother, you just said that the women being in charge, you know, and that's what's happening everywhere, you know, and when that takes place, that dominance of that leadership role continues to fall, and everywhere, and the men are taking this backseat role for what? I don't know. Don't understand it. But it's in the plan.
I can explain.
A conditioning.
Oh yeah, I know. What I'm saying is that I'm not understanding why so many men that are in these leadership so-called roles are putting up these facades and not really standing up and being the men that God has called them to be. Because one thing about it is that You man called and God, you know, man ordained and God anointed. There's a difference to me,
right?
You know,
right.
And,
my Lord.
So you know, we have to make sure that you know how that works, and you should be able to tell the difference. And when you say try the spirit by the spirit, you're
right.
Too busy looking at butts and breasts and somewhere else, and you ain't doing the right thing. So you can always tell, you know what I'm saying? These times right now are so, what do you want to say, the spiritual realm in the atmosphere is so thick right now. God's presence is so thick right now to his anointed ones. You can feel his presence around you, you know what I'm saying? That you can, you know, when that spirit is right and not right, you can feel it. So, you know, we have to be very much aware of our surroundings and what we got going on these days, and what's going on out here, because it's trying times, and he's separating right now. He's doing the separating right now. That reading that text, it's going on right now. And those that don't know just don't know, and those
right.
that are close to him, they know. You know, y'all know. You know, we feel it.
Right.
You know.
It was a whole bunch of people, sir, that when the day of the flood happened, had no earthly idea about the flood happening. Had none. Didn't put themselves in any mindset
right.
to hear or understand. See, many are called, few are chosen. See?
That's right.
So he chooses who he wants to hear and understand this word. It's another word in Timothy that say you can do all the preaching and teaching and give all the spirit and pray and all that, but he still never received the word. Even the King of Heaven himself came down and couldn't convince some that where he grew up at in his neighborhood that he was who he was. So
that's right.
It is
that's
just
right.
like you say, for us to live this word, live this law, and live the testimony in the Messiah. And then allow someone to see the Bible in you and have the understanding so well of the book that you can explain it to them line upon line, precept upon precept, or one part of the story to another part of the story, to see that this story don't contradict itself on no place. That's what's so powerful about this book that's over 3,000 years old. It don't contradict itself. You can try to
mm-hmm.
you can find one, but you can't find one in a book that had been translated in over 1,000 languages, but it don't contradict itself. So
mm-hmm.
it's about us. And how much are we going to dig deep down? Not just, I'm not talking to y'all, I'm really talking to me, because the Father wants more from me, you see. So I struggle with this conversation personally. Kyle, are you going to just stop Brother Yasher Ben Yisrael? He called you Yasher. Yasher means Kyle. It means upright or straight or church, which is the same thing as Kyle. Kyle is a Hebrew word meaning life of El. Kyle, are you going to follow my law? Are you going to be the light that I need to put you in so I can put you in that place and they can see my spirit on you and in you and through the things that you do? Can you do that for me? Because if I could just get a couple of these people with a sickle that can go through the harvest, because the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few here, and it's only getting worse and worse as the government take over churches. The reason why pastors can't do it, because just think about it, sir. What if I told all the churches today, you can't have a homosexual, you can't be homosexual, you're going to lose your choir director, you're going to lose half of your members, because half their sons is homosexual, and none of y'all wanted to address that part of the Bible that's in there. So now what they going to do? And what do they love? They love money. The bottom line is plenty of them have secret organizations and secret society symbols on their churches right there telling you, right in the corner. They're telling you who the head and the leader of this house is, and they're telling you, this is all a facade, really. So a lot of them are not doing what the will of the Most High say. They'll tell you hallelujah, but don't tell you his name. Yah is sitting in right there in Psalms, because it's not about that. It's about money. We need to make a profit here. That's why the bishop drives a Bentley, but some of the members can't get a ride to church. It is a facade. They've given you a form of holiness, but they tell you to deny the power thereof when they taught it to you standing in the back of your church with a shotgun and said, nigga, don't you ever go to the New Testament that bad. No, don't teach them this law. Don't explain what the book of Deuteronomy is about. Matter of fact, let's not even read the whole book of Deuteronomy in no church nowhere. And we're going to preach these 10 doctrines that I want you to teach them so they can be a mind-controlled slave. So we get, like the scriptures say, not allow them to enter in, the Sadducees, the Pharisees. They had the truth. They studied the truth. They understood the truth, but locked the gate because they knew that they couldn't get in because they was in secret society. Remember he said, son of man, poke a hole in the wall and look and see what these preachers and pastors is doing in here. Let's open a wall of Bishop Eddie Long before he died, and ain't no God rest his soul. The Father say, cursed shall he be. Hallelujah. But anyway, let's poke a hole in his wall and see. Now that Sunday you delivered somebody, what you say. You put your holy hands on somebody right here. See, like the man said, the anointing come from the Father. You went through an organization called a cemetery or a seminary school who taught you half the truth. Now you up here lying to these people, and you live in a whole different life in this wall, in these secret inner chambers, in these secret organizations. And this is the reason why you can't come out here. Y'all don't know how many churches I've been kicked out of. This accent is the Messiah, black or white. Because it's going to be a fake one come according to the scripture, and he's going to trick the whole world. So what he look like so I can know when he comes? Oh, get him out of here. Why? Because he goes against the status quo of what we've been taught to tell you. See, we are slaves also, but we're going to teach you the slave master's doctrine, which he taught me. See, we're going to tell you that he died Friday and rose on Sunday. And the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Daniel, tell you he died in the middle of the week, which is a Wednesday, and rose on a Saturday.
That's right.
But see, that's going to go against our training because the Catholic Church decided to change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. We can't teach that because the people are going to get free, and it's going to slow the money down. So this is what we're living in. So we just accept that, hey, hallelujah. You got to seek out your own soul salvation of fear and trembling. The Most High Yah's word is here for you to find that. Because he said in the end of time, knowledge shall increase. You can find out how to do anything on YouTube right here, right now. His word is confirmed and fulfilled. So now it's on you to seek out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling and love him if you're going to. Because if you love him, you're going to keep his commandments. And if you love him, you're going to understand and realize you need that blood applied to your soul. You can have all the commandments all you want in this world, but if you ain't got the lamb that's been applied to your blood, Jews, if you were listening, you ain't got that lamb applied to your blood, you ain't got no altar in Israel to bring a sacrifice for your sin. So we love them.
Amen.
And we pray that they get the word. But if they don't get the word, I don't know what to tell you, man. So I love y'all.
Amen.
I appreciate y'all allowing me. I got to get into some work here soon. And at another time, call me. I'm always available to speak about the word of God. It blesses my soul to even know it. I thank him for even giving me a knowledge and understanding of it. But the truth is, we are talking about the people out in the world, But what we need to talk it, like you're saying, is to focus on us.
Come on.
How deep do we want to go into him so that when we walk around, Reverend Grant, Pastor Gant, I don't like to call you Reverend. The Bible says call Reverend Snowman. Pastor Gant,
amen.
When you walk
come
into
on.
Atlanta, they stop doing everything because you're there. They felt your spirit. Because you were so powerful in his word.
Come on now.
You understood perfectly his law, and you mastered his law. And I'm going to take it from you. Well, oh, young man, young black man, you're so beautiful. You're so talented singer. Why ain't you singing to the best of your ability? Why ain't you got a track, Blessing the Most High God, that's number one on the charts? So you can tell him, no, we ain't got to sell no drugs. No, I ain't got to treat my woman this way. No, I'm going to operate in the power, in the will, in the way. And once I get that done, then we'll be there at 12 to change the world. I love y'all, and I pray that
you
continue to go well. And I will get with you all at another time, okay?
We love you, brother.
Amen.
God bless
you.
Love you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom. You know,
amen.
Pastor Rod, you know, as y'all were talking, man, you know, I just went back to the book of Romans, first chapter. You know that chapter is just off the chain right there. That first chapter of Romans ain't no joke. But I'm looking at the part when I'm hearing the brothers talking, you know, I just want to read this scripture to y'all to remind y'all this is how we sound. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew
first,
and also,
to the Greek.
17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Brother, I'm happy to be serving with you all, and I'm happy that every time we come on this radio broadcast, we bring forth the word of God. Now, it's up to them to
Amen.
Take it or reject it. But it's out there. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See,
and,
see the thing.
And you know that's the thing.
We have to be.
Go ahead,
sir. We have to be like 1 Corinthians 16:13 tells us. We have to be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. That's what the scripture tells us. That's who we are. And just it's something I told you earlier, Pastor Gant, and. What am I willing to sacrifice? That's the question you asked me earlier. You say, what are you willing to sacrifice? And I'm going to say this publicly. I'm the one that turns this radio station on every night. That's sacrifice enough right there. I'm the one that has to turn this on. And that means that I'm the one that has to take on the full armor of God to make sure that nobody else takes on those fiery darts. Because one thing about it, the devil coming for the head. Coming for the head.
Life on the line.
So I got to put my life on the line for everybody else.
Amen.
So that's the sacrifice I'm willing to take.
So when you
the head of a ministry, you put your life on the line. Your life is on the line. So I don't have a problem with that because I love Christ that much. I love him just that much because it's all about him. It's not about me. So turning this podcast on when we come on the air is a blessing for me. You know, and the thing about it is that we have to make sure that the people are being fed. You just said it. Whether they receive it or not, we still got to put the food out there. You know what I'm saying? We
Amen.
Still got to throw it out there. We still got to do it.
Amen.
You know? That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Because it's not for us. You know what I'm saying? It's mostly for them. But iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Iron sharpens iron. So that we can sharpen the countenance of each other. Because that's going to be something that you're gonna say that's gonna help me.
Yeah.
So we gotta help each other. You know, and that's something that's gonna get us through. And that's all that is. We just got to be confident in that and just keep pressing on. Go ahead, Minister Jackson.
You know, I was about to say something. I'm gonna go ahead and say this, and then I'm gonna get back to something else.
it's amazing how, you know, we want to compromise. People want to be noticed. You know, they want to be popular. Leadership, they're supposed to be leading the sheep. You know, you got a rod and a staff, you know, in your hand. You're supposed to be leading the sheep. So you got that staff to bring the sheep back in if they get out of line, you know, to reel them back in, so to speak. But you got that staff as well to beat the hell out the wolves. You got to go out there and be bold and beat the hell out these wolves, you know, because they're trying to devour the sheep. But now the thing about it is the sheep are not necessarily being devoured by devoured by the rulers of the world. It's about the leadership that's in the church that they're in. You know, people are compromising. These so-called wannabe mighty men of God are compromising, like the brother was saying earlier, you know, telling people what they want to hear to keep the collection plate filled up. You know, not preaching, just like Pastor Gatch was saying last week, preach the word. You can't go wrong when you preach the word, but you got to preach God's word without fear, favor, or compromise. You know, but so many people have been compromising God's word to fill up their pockets. They're telling people what they need to know to keep them coming instead of what they need to know to get them in. You know, they're telling them what they want to hear. They're telling them what they want to hear. They want to prophesize this Bentley, this, that, and the other thing. But instead of telling them what they, just like 1 Corinthians 6:9, you know, it tells who will not enter into the kingdom of God, you know. But they will preach about adultery. They will preach about idolatry, you know, theft, drunkenness, whatever the case may be. But when it comes to homosexuality, they don't want to hear. They're afraid, because just like the brother was saying earlier, you know, if they cast out the homosexuals in the church, so to speak, and I'm not being, you know, I'm going to use compassion and love. If they cast them out, half the church might be gone. So they're not going to preach truth of you won't enter into the kingdom of God in the state in which you're in. You need to be delivered. You need to be saved and set free from that demon, because they don't want to run them away. They don't want to run the money away, so to speak. But you got to be bold and confident by God's word. I don't care who leave or who stay. You got to preach the word without fear, without favor, without compromise. Hey, if you go, you go. If you stay, you stay. But I'm going to preach God's word according to his word, you know. And so many people are being led astray because preachers, pastors, leadership, they're not preaching the word. They're twisting it. They're diluting it. You know, they're adding to or taking away from it. They're compromising it, all because of the almighty dollar. You know, people say, just like if you pull the covers back, if you open some doors to some houses, ain't no telling what kind of skeletons you're going to see coming out them closets. And I'm talking about these so-called mega ministers. You know, they don't tell them what you're going to see behind those closed doors. But the thing about it is what they fail to realize, they're trying to hide that from man, but God sees everything. God is everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. You can't hide from him. He said, even if you make your bed in hell, I am there. You cannot hide from God. I used to turn every light off in the house, hit that crack pipe, but God was right there seeing me. I was hiding from man. But now, since I come into the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, I've become transparent to tell you. So the devil, you can't use anything against me because I've already told everybody, you know, because it's God's doing. God saved me. God sanctified me. God came and rescued me. He sent his son to rescue me, you know, because I was telling somebody, you can be saved. It's a fine line. Let me try to get this right. You can be saved. You can be found. You can be rescued. But now to be saved and rescued is such a blessing. It's different between being found, you know, because you can be found dead. You can be found defiled.
You know, but when Jesus came, he saved us and he rescued us. He didn't just come and find us, because he could have found us dead in our sin. But he came and saved and rescued us for purpose. And a part of the purpose is this podcast that goes on 2 or 3 times a week, feeding his sheep the proper nutrients that they are in need of, and not sugarcoat his word. I thank God for Pastor Gans. I thank God for you, Pastor Rod, because you're doing this thing with power, with authority, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I love it when my brothers say, hey, like it or not, I don't care. It ain't about me. It ain't about us. It's all about the word of God. And we got to bring it like he gave it to us. The Holy Spirit fills us to bring the word. I want you to bring it with boldness. I want you to bring it by faith. I want you to bring it with confidence. If you step on some toes, then hey, all they can do is say it's ouch. That's on them. But we got to bring people have gotten too comfortable with the devil. They've gotten too comfortable with the things of the world. And we are the ones that's willing to go and say, hey, bro, you wrong. And if I'm wrong, if I say something, y'all correct me, man. Don't let me be stupid. Don't let me sound stupid. Don't let me be out there embarrassing myself. And you say you love me, and you say you want to see better for me, but you gonna stand by and let me make a fool of myself? That's why I love, just like you were saying earlier, bro. Iron sharpens iron. Something that Pastor Gans say, something that Pastor Ross say, always helps me, always blesses me, and sometimes convicts me. Convince me, but I'm willing to be corrected, because I don't want to be considered as a hypocrite. You're saying you're preaching, but you're not living. You're not doing. You know, do as I say, not as I do. No. You can pass me by with that, like Pastor Ross said. You can go pass me with that.
For sure.
We got to let people see us living this word. Just like you say, we are the Bible for some people. I know Pastor Rod. I know Pastor Gans. These are men of God. And every time I see them, that's who they are in. They're ambassadors for God. They're representing God. You know, but some of these pastors, they say this, that, another thing. They downtown hollering by moon pies. You know, they downtown throwing me some beads and all that. The word of God is not going to change to fit your lifestyle. You're telling people one thing in church, but on Sunday, Joe Kane, then you downtown too, after church. But my pastor says, okay, hey, you going to go to hell with your pastor? Study to show thyself approved. Write and divide the word for yourself. You can holler, but I'm not going downtown. Because when you know better, you should be able, you should be doing better. I'm done.
Amen.
Amen.
What you say, Pastor?
That, you know, I'm still in the book of Romans, the first chapter. See, because an amazing thing has happened. You know, as we were talking, we started off talking about the government and the fact that God has commanded us to pray for those that are in leadership over us. And the reason why we pray for those that are in leadership over us is so that we can have peace and be able to minister the word of God without interruptions, without them, you know, coming in and boarding up the doors of the church, and without them taking down this podcast, you know, because they could do that. So we pray for our leadership that we are able to minister the word of God. But what has happened to the church, to answer your question, Brother Jackson, you know, it's right here in the book of Romans, the first chapter. The 18th verse says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against the ungodliness and the unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has shown it unto them." God showed it to them. "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." I mean, it's all the evidence of God is all around us. They see the evidence of God, and they have known God. And, you know, and it goes on to say, it goes on to say in the 21st verse, because that when they knew God, listen at this and that, that when they knew God, when these pastors knew God, when God called them fresh, when he called them out, when that little sister got saved from that prostitution, when that brother got saved from that dope dealing, okay, they knew God, look what happened. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts was darkened. You see, their hearts was darkened. And then it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You see what happened to the church? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now look, when anointing leaves you and you are in the position of pastor or a deacon or an elder in the church, but the anointing has left you, you know what you're going to do? You're going to become an entertainer. You're going to come out there and you go, oh, glory. Hey, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. You're going to have to put on that act because the glory of God has left you. You're not receiving the revelation of God anymore. You're not receiving the knowledge of God anymore because the Holy Spirit is going to leave you. The Word of God said that the Holy Spirit, it cannot dwell in an unclean place. It got to go. They got to go. So what they're doing right now, they're trying to continue in that position, but the anointing is far gone away.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. One more thing.
It goes on to say that they
have changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man. Huh?
Jesus.
Do you see what they've done? Do you see what they've done? I mean, it's right there in the Word of God. You want to find out what happened to the church today, Dad, go. I mean, just read that chapter. It'll tell you just what happened to them. Because that's what happened in the apostles' time. Go ahead, bro.
Let me sum all this up because I'm not staying on all night tonight. I'm finna go eat my dinner. Let me tell you something, man. Let me sum it up like this. God says, "Pray without ceasing." You stop praying. That's number one. God says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much." You stop being righteous because you're being disobedient. So ain't no righteousness in you no more. That goes number two. Let me tell you something else. Romans 13:1 say, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established.
That's right.
The authorities that exist have been established by God.
Amen.
You hear what I said? That's Romans 13:1. That's God's word. So every government that's in this world, God put in place. So you talking against it, you talking against God. So that goes your main problem right there. Every negative thing you saying about any government, you talking against God right now. So that go your biggest problem. You going against the creator of all creation. You going against the God of gods, the God, Lord of lords, the King of kings. Okay, let me read something else to you. 1 Timothy 2:1-2 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority. That we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. You want to know why you're going through so much hell right now? Because you pray in hell against all authority and all governments. So, like I just said, you praying against God. So God praying hell against you because you coming against him. So how in the world you expect for you to have anything good going in your life right now? How? Anybody that's for God, God is for them. You turning your back on God. You ain't praying nothing good. So here you go right here. So in Ezekiel 22:30, here's the sum up for you, right, Chim? Listen, God said, I looked for someone among you who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not destroy it. But I found no one. We ought to be those who stand in the gap, who lift up our nation with all its favors and faults before the throne of God and pray that he continue to work in our midst. So in other words, what in the world are you doing? What are you doing? Stop being so foolish and stop running your mouth and start back praying.
Amen.
Simple as that. Ain't nothing else to say. Start praying.
Help, Holy
pray.
Ghost.
Pray.
Glory.
Pray.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Pray.
Lord Jesus.
Pray.
In the name of, thank you, Lord.
Pray. Pray. Ain't nothing else
thank
you could do but pray. God
Lord
say
Jesus.
Pray without ceasing.
Not stopping. My
prayer changes things.
Oh, glory.
Pray.
Glory.
Listen to
Jesus.
What I'm saying to you. Pray.
Mm,
if my
no.
people who are called by my name
thank
will
you.
Humble
Hallelujah.
Themselves and pray.
And
pray. And,
glory,
pray and seek my face and turn from
pray.
Their wicked ways. Then,
Jesus.
Then
Jesus.
I will hear
Jesus.
From heaven. And forgive their
forgive.
Sin and will
Dear
heal
Lord.
Their land.
Jesus.
Humble
Jesus.
Themselves
Lord.
And pray.
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 Lord.
Pray. Are you listening
Lord.
To me? Pray.
Pray.
Pray. Pray. Pray. That's all you got to do. Pray.
Give us our trespasses.
Pray, just pray.
Not
if you don't know how to pray, just say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Just
have
pray.
Mercy, Lord. Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Forgive me, Lord. Just, Lord, have mercy. Pray.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Pray.
Lord.
Just pray. Pray. Just pray, people.
Just
pray. What else can we say? Just pray.
Just pray.
I don't want to say nothing else. Just pray.
Just pray.
Just pray.
Jesus, glory.
We ain't
Hallelujah.
Doing enough praying.
Hallelujah, people.
We ain't doing enough praying. Your family's
Thank
going
Lord.
Through it because you ain't praying. Your children
Thank
going through
Lord.
It because we ain't praying. You going through it because we ain't praying. We ain't praying enough. We ain't interceding on each other's behalf. We ain't praying for each other. We ain't standing in the gap for each other. We ain't praying.
Jesus.
You ain't praying for your neighbors. You ain't praying for your neighborhood. You ain't praying for your community. You ain't praying. You ain't praying for the world leaders, for the country leaders, for the state leaders. You ain't praying. You ain't praying for them. You ain't praying that God would touch their hearts. So if you ain't praying for them, Satan going to have control over them.
Help, Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. Help us pray.
You putting negative vibes out there in the atmosphere. You putting your mouth on them. Your tongue can speak life or death. You speaking death out there.
Help me, Lord.
Pray.
Jesus, to about your
pray.
Your purpose. Lord Jesus.
Pray.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Pray. It's up to them to learn to serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. That's up to them. But pray for them.
Amen. Amen. Help the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.
Pray. Let's pray, y'all. Pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord. Open up our minds, Lord, to receive your knowledge, Lord, your wisdom, Lord, your understanding, Lord. Open up our hearts to receive you, Lord. Come into our lives, Lord. Those that are lost without you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, come into their lives. Let the Holy Ghost touch them right now, Lord. Wherever they are in this world, Lord, come in right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Rain down on them right now, Lord. Let your Shekinah glory hit them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, mighty Father, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy and your grace, we thank you for it, Father God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus, Lord. Let us pray, Lord. We pray out to you. We cry out to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy,
Amen.
Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We got to pray, y'all. Pray, 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 pray. Lord, have mercy. Jesus,
yeah.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Pray.
Lord, have mercy. Pray. Got to pray. It's the only way. That's the only solution. We got to pray. Because once we pray, our faith will increase. Our
Jesus,
trust
Lord.
In God will increase.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
We'll see a change in our lives once we start praying. Pray. Let's pray. Lord, have mercy. Man, let me get off this radio. Pastor Gant, pray us out of here, please.
Glory to God. Father God, and having done all to stand, Father God, we come standing therefore. In the name of Yeshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask that you take forth this word. Take forth this word that it multiply in the ears of the hearers and in the hearts of those that have received this word. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brothers. Love you.
God likewise, my brother. Y'all continue to have a blessed evening in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Get up and go to the church again. No one but you know all the issues that I struggle with. No brotherhood, no bonds, ain't got no real friends. Been raised up praying, singing songs, and passive listening to preachers telling me about righteousness and wage of sin. They say your spirit will always show me just what to do. Don't understand, is it me? Am I missing you? I've been going through long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. brother what it is I'm going through. Distractions of this world, the woman, money, yes, it's true. Pressure to measure up the standards that I know ain't real. Got the job in school, he said I know the deal. Put his hand on my shoulder and he said just pray with me. I said I did that, brother, nothing changes, can't you see? I need a brother who is willing just to walk with me. A confidant, a mentor, accountability. I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch.
Conversation.
Call us
858-357-9137
or log on to
blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.